Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex, and tonight, for the very first time, welcoming X Factor champions Little Mix to In Demand. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we?
Good, thank you.
Amazing.
Now, it's pointless asking whether it's sunk in or not, because it's probably not going to sink in for a long time yet, is it?
Yeah. Not at all. It's too much of a shock to the system to even think. It just goes straight over your head.
And have you actually had time to sit down, just the four of you, on your own over the last 48 hours and take it all in?
No,
not yet. We've just all been go, 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 doing loads of radio interviews, telly interviews, but we are having the time of our lives. So,
this is your life now. You need to get used to it.
I know, but we're loving it. This is what we've wanted since we were little, so we are literally having the best time ever.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. It's come to our attention that every performance you always wore the same shoes as each other.
Yeah, very
similar. On the final, well, actually, not exactly the same. On one of them, we had different trainers.
Different names on.
Different names.
Yeah, we had our names on some of our trainers.
We always wear similar trainers because we want to look like a group.
You got the same kind of taste as well, I would imagine. Yeah. Young and funky and stuff like that. I imagine being on The X Factor and being a young girl, it's kind of like playing dress up every weekend.
It literally is. We have so much fun. We're really lucky to have the style team that we've got. They're wicked.
Did you get to keep any of the clothes?
We get to keep a few cheeky little bits.
Sometimes we forget to take them back.
Conveniently forgetting, I like that, that's pretty. Did you ever have any fights over who got to wear what on each live show?
No, because we all got our own little style, didn't we? Yeah. That we kind of, it's like, it's weird, like, we have the same sort of taste, but we wear it in a different sort of way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense,
so,
yeah.
Like, we've got our individual taste, so... We knew what was hanging up for us, if that makes sense. The stylist would put our own one out and we'd be like, that's mine. So it was good.
Now, we're quite lucky here at In Demand. We get to talk to a lot of the X Factor winners, a lot of the contestants who then release material as well. So we get kind of an insight into what the show is like. But for people who watch it and just kind of enjoy it on a Saturday and Sunday, they probably don't realise how tough it really is. It is tough, isn't it?
It is a lot of hard work, but at the end of the day, if you want it, you've got to work hard.
Yeah.
It's still fun at the same time. This is what we've always wanted. So yes, it is hard work, but we're ready for it and it's going to get even harder now.
Yeah, definitely. One Direction took themselves away to bond before judges' houses when they were put together in the same way that you did. Did you do a similar thing with that?
Yes, yeah. But we went to good old South Shields.
Yeah.
We were literally together for so long, weren't we? And we just formed this bond. But it was weird because when we were put together at boot camp, like, we automatically felt it. Like, it had to happen. We had to be put into a group. And I think that's why we've done so well, because we just automatically clicked.
What was the moment that you felt the competition turned in your favour? Was there one song, one moment on stage you thought, we've nailed this. This is amazing.
I don't know. See... some people have got different opinions. Some people said that our turning point was when we did E.T., the whole doll thing.
Yeah, I would Halloween. Say I would say E.T. or On Vogue was probably...
Or On Vogue, definitely.
I mean, they were both good moments for us.
I think we loved them as well because they was a little bit different.
Yeah.
And, we just loved performing.
And they were
them.
The unexpected as well, and I think people like that when it's the unexpected.
I think E.T. was one where it was like, these are quite good. And then En Vogue was like... These could win. Yeah.
And you managed to get that song back in the chart as well. That's
pretty
good.
I know, it's incredible, but it's a tune.
It is, it's a classic, isn't it? Mm. I'm guessing you girls grew up with the show. You watched it religiously since it probably first started. If you had to choose one judge, past or present, not Talisa, to be your mentor, who would you choose?
Simon Cowell.
Simon, yeah.
Hey, or Noah's. Cheryl Cole.
Or Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Or
Cheryl.
Go for your local lass. You should go for that.
Yeah, definitely.
We were just discussing this, whether anyone would choose Sharon Osbourne. We seem to have forgot that Sharon was ever
in the
competition.
Oh, Sharon. Sharon was good as well.
She was cool.
She was funny. What's Talisa's involvement going to be now that the competition is over? Do you know yet?
She's still going to be our mentor. She's still here for us. Like, not only was she our mentor, though, she was our friend. And so we're still going to stay in touch. Well, we're hoping to move quite close to her. So that should be quite fun.
You gotta live next door.
Yes, yeah, practically.
We'd love to.
We can't be bothered to cook, so she can sell people with tea on a night time.
I love that moment when we saw you go around to her house for a curry, I think, wasn't it?
Yes,
curry goat.
Was it curry goat?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was amazing. She's an amazing, incredible cook.
Right, we're going to ask you some Twitter questions from the In Demand Army very soon. After you've introduced your debut single, girls, go for it.
Woo-hoo! Ready?
Hi, we're Little Miss.
And this is our winner's single, Cannonball.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Little Mix still on the show. Woo! Now, before we ask your Twitter questions, we've got quite a few from your fans. Already, your fan base is huge. Jesse, you were quite open to admit on the show that you were getting some stick from people on Twitter and online and stuff like that. Do you feel like you've proved a point to the people who were giving you that grief now?
I just think, I'd like to think that a lot of people now can see that you don't have to look a certain way and be a certain way to be successful. Because I think a lot of, in the media, a lot of celebrities are portrayed that you have to look, be a certain size, and you have to look a certain way. And I like to think that now I've put a good message across and you don't have to be a size zero to be successful.
Yeah, and it's all about being unique.
Yeah, definitely.
And a good artist, that's what it's all about.
It's about all about the music.
Yeah. Right, Jesse, I'm going to give you the first Twitter question. This comes from Naomi. What's the first thing you're going to buy to celebrate your win?
Oh, God. Well, I'm going to buy something for my mummy because she's been amazing, so I want to treat her, and then I'd like to buy a nice pair of trainers.
Have you got your eye on any?
No, I haven't been out. We haven't been shopping for ages, so...
Some funky high tops, perhaps.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
All right, Perry, this one's for you from Charlie. He'd like to know, if you're ever looking for a fifth male member, he's quite keen. Would you ever consider maybe doing a duet with a male pop star, perhaps? If you had to choose one male pop star, who would you bring in for a duet? Bublé was pretty impressive, wasn't he, on the final?
Michael Bublé is incredible.
It's almost like he doesn't really sing. He's like a robot. He just opens his mouth and
it's like perfect.
Noise.
But I think we'd pick Ed Sheeran. Definitely I'd pick Ed Sheeran.
He's brilliant.
Ashford should join because he joins every group.
Well, we'll put a good word in for you with Ed. You never know. Jade, this one for you. Johnny wants to know, have you got any pre-performance rituals?
We do. We have a little... We sometimes we get so nervous and we just stand in a little huddle, and then Jessie's always the funny one that makes her laugh. She'll do a little epic Braveheart speech before we go on, and then we'll pull some funny faces and just have a little giggle before we go on, and makes her feel bad. And we have a little team Little Mix, and put the arms up.
We do a little accent.
Jessie, give us one of those speeches now. Go on.
I go, right, girls, we're going to have a fantastic time.
Love it. Amazing. Leanne, this one's for you. Joanna wants to know, who were your best mates on The X Factor? So who did you get on with best in the house and stuff like that?
Okay, I would say the groups really bonded. Mm. So we got on really well with The Risk and New Vibe, and it was really sad to see them go. So that was hard. But who else? Kitty. We shared a room with Kitty, so that was cool.
Was she as mad as we all think she is?
Do you know what? She's such a nice girl, and I think she was just misunderstood. Like, we got on really well with her. Who else? Craig and Marcus, definitely, they're wicked. Everyone, really. I think everyone got on really well, so it was good.
Are there any scandals you can let us into that happen behind the scenes that we don't know about?
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Save that for the book in 20 years. Make sure you write it all down, because you never know when you might want to write a book. It's going to be amazing. Hopefully you girls are going to rise to the levels of Spice Girls fame.
That would be incredible.
Breath of fresh air next year. I think it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for chatting.
Thank you for having us.
And you have to come and see us very soon, all right?
Yes, definitely.
Little Mix, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.